USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A congressman-elect has died from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Republican congressman-elect Luke Letlow has died of complications from COVID-19. Letlow was elected in November to represent Louisiana's 5th Congressional District and was to be sworn in next week. He was hospitalized on December 19th after testing positive for the virus and later moved to an intensive care unit. Letlow was survived by his wife Julia and their two children. He was 41. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Letlow had lived in Start, Louisiana. Colorado health officials identified the first COVID-19 case caused by the contagious UK variant. The new strain could be as much as 70% more transmissible, but there's no evidence to say it's more deadly. The individual is a male in his 20s who is currently in isolation just outside of Denver, Colorado. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Direct stimulus payments of $600 are being sent out as political maneuvering continues over boosting the money to $2,000. The Internal Revenue Service announced in a statement on Tuesday that the money was being distributed firstly as direct deposits and then with paper checks. After a 9-day manhunt, the fugitive accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed was caught Tuesday. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia. He is currently awaiting extradition at a jail in Doddridge County, West Virginia. A team of researchers affiliated with several institutions in China, one from Italy and one from Iceland, has used a machine learning artificial intelligence application to count and note the locations of over 100,000 craters on the moon. In their paper published in the journal Nature Communications, the group describes programming their system to recognize craters by training it with data collected by Chinese lunar orbiters. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Folks in California are not happy with the actions of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom during the pandemic. The efforts to recall Newsom is getting support in the form of big money. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions, especially when he won't follow them himself.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. There's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in them himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no mask and then tells businesses they have to shut down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Newsom has been the Golden State's governor for about a year. His resume also includes California Lieutenant Governor and Mayor of San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.